LMA Radio, another great week. The Sound of Solar. I'm Rick Vasky, your host. Happy to do this for you every week. And I'll tell you, this week, we have a great topic. We're going to be talking about decarbonization. This is a huge topic in our world right now, especially in the solar industry. And I'll tell you one thing that it's impacting more than anything is builders. Whether you are in Florida, whether you're in California, Massachusetts, Oregon, all over the United States, decarbonization has now become a hot topic. And I will tell you that is why it is so amazing for the solar industry. A lot of things are happening inside the solar industry that are helping take it to the next level, all the way from the extension of the federal tax credit to the change in technology, more energy efficient panels. There's a ton of reasons why solar is taking off inside the United States. But one of the biggest topics is the decarbonization and the effects that it's having on the environmental impacts. Now, one thing I loved reading, there was an article that was put out about how pool heating regulations may be changing in certain areas. And a manufacturer had put this article out, and I'm going to just talk a little bit about it, because one thing he's talking about in his article is the fact that California and much of the West Coast has been relying on gas heaters in order to heat swimming pools. And that's obvious, right? One of the most cost-effective ways and one of the fastest ways to heat water in swimming pools was gas heaters. Now, for example, though, the price of gas has gone up. Even if you look at in Sacramento, let's take Sacramento just as a great example, because right now, the cost of natural gas in Sacramento is $1.77 per therm. Now, according to the Sacramento Municipality Utility District, I didn't make this number up. Now, if it's so that means, for example, a gas heater rated at 400,000 BTUs can heat a 600 square foot swimming pool that holds 18,000 gallons. And I know I'm going over a lot of numbers right now, but I'll probably do one of my little graphics to help you, and you can download that at umasolar.com. But it's basically saying that that a 600 square foot pool with 18,000 gallons of water, it's going to take about 12 hours to go from 50 degrees Fahrenheit to 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, it's going to do this using 4 therms per minute. Now, at that price, that means it's going to cost $7.08 an hour for 12 hours. That's $85 just to heat the swimming pool one time. One time. So with all of the change in pricing that's going on in gases, and now the change in actual local governments, they're passing now what's called the REACH codes, which are ordinances that are going to put limits on new gas lines or pretty much ban them entirely. Now, how just in California, let's go to California. At least 40 cities and municipalities in California and counting have already enacted the building decarbonization codes for new residential and commercial low-rise buildings. This means homeowners in those areas, if they want to install brand new swimming pools, may not be able to heat them with gas altogether. So gas might be out in some of these areas. Let's move on and look at electric, because now electric prices are going through the roof, and they've already gone up in Florida since I lived here. I've lived here 13 years. When I moved here, it was 6 cents per kilowatt hour. It is now 12 cents per kilowatt hour, and they're talking about jumping it up, and I think they already did in some of the areas of Tampa, up to 18 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, when you get into California, that's nothing. That's cheap. But now let's talk about the fact that in Sacramento, I'm going to go back to Sacramento because I have actually their pricing statistics, that in Sacramento, the cost per kilowatt is 35 cents. Yikes, I couldn't imagine my electric bill if I moved from Florida to California. That means 6.4 kilowatt hours to heat a swimming pool of the same size, it's going to cost $2.24 per hour to heat that 600 square foot pool from 50 to 82 degrees. It's going to cost over $125, because what heat pumps do is they pull the air, the hot air from the outside, and it takes longer to actually heat a swimming pool with a heat pump. Now, let me throw in now solar pool heating. Why do we do what we do? Because I'll tell you, whether you're looking at a gas heater or an electric heat pump, and you put them side by side, yes, installation costs might be about the same. But when you get into an electric heat pump, you're going to add anywhere, based on the electrician, anywhere from $1,000 to even $3,000 to make sure that you have a 40-amp breaker with a GFI breaker box out by your pool pad if you never even had a heat pump out there before. So now you've got an electrical installation cost that's going to go with actually installing and plumbing that heater into your existing pool equipment. Now let's talk about maybe in Florida, where it's only 12 cents per kilowatt hour compared to California. And where what were they at? They're at 32 cents, 35 cents a kilowatt hour. Holy cow. Just in the state of Florida, on average, based on the Florida Solar Energy Council, FSEC put out a nice little thing that says if you went with solar pool heating, you would save annually, estimated, about $720 a year. Instead of using and consuming about 6,000 kilowatt hours to heat a swimming pool, you would save $720 annually. That's huge. All right. Now let's talk about compare all of these things, because most gas or electric heaters come with about a 2-year to maybe 5-year product warranty. A solar pool system comes where anywhere from 7 to 12 year warranty. An electric heat pump is going to be consuming off your electric bill. Now, I get it. A solar pool heating, because you've got to get up on a roof. You've got to get guys that are going to plumb it all the way down to the existing equipment. It's probably going to cost you around $6,500 compared to a heat pump that can be maybe $3,500. But in the long run, by the time you get that electrical connection added to the heat pump and you're $720 a year on your electric, the return on investment on solar and heating a swimming pool is going to add up significantly. Let's just talk about the actual carbon reduction too, because this is why I started this whole show, is that I was talking about the fact that a lot of these areas, legislation is already on the books about decarbonization ordinances all over the place. Like I said, Oregon is already doing it. Massachusetts is already doing it. Some municipalities in Florida is already considering it. And a ton of places, city over 40 and counting in California, are already looking at decarbonization ordinances for a ton of these places. So if you're a home builder, and again, we have a home builder division here, UMA Solar, where we're helping home builders get smarter by adding solar electric and adding eco solar pool systems and energy efficient hot water tanks, all to new construction builds. If this is you, if I'm speaking to you and you're a home builder, or if you're a home buyer looking to build a new construction home, not only do you need to start considering the fact that decarbonization ordinances are going to be put into building codes, but you should also be just taking for your own carbon conscious awareness the fact that if you went from getting an electric heat pump to a solar pool system, you are going to be cutting almost 5,520 pounds of carbon. That's 5,520 pounds of carbon reduction from you making that choice from going electric heat pump to a solar pool system. So let's be smart with all of this. If you're shopping for a new construction home, if your heat pump went out on your pool and you're thinking about going solar, if you're in an area where gas is no longer going to be even an option or prices are going up on electric or on gas, now is never been a better time to consider solar pool heating for your pool. We are so proud of what we do around here. We also have a very cool thing that we do, that every solar pool system that we actually design, engineer, and any of our dealers install, we have a carbon footprint certification that goes along with it so that you can feel good about your carbon conscious decision against going with solar pool, against going with an electric heat pump. We hope you found this a little bit educational. We have a downloadable PDF that says how you heat your pool, comparing your options between solar, pool heating, and an electric heat pump. Please download that so you can just take a minute to look over all that information. You're listening to UMA Radio, and in fact, I think I'm going to call this now Carbon Conscious Radio. Keep walking on sunshine. We'll see you next week.
Reach out my hand. Ome say, ome tell you to run.
On my way, on my way.
Ome say, ome be on.
I gotta be honest with you. I really didn't think about how much it was costing me to heat my swimming pool until my 4-year-old pool heater went out. I paid a service technician 3 times to come out to fix it. But on the 3rd time, they just couldn't get it to work again. After getting the quote to replace it, I decided to look into solar pool heating. I went online and found the top-rated solar panels, looked into how they get attached to my roof, and talked to one of my neighbors who has solar. He told me it could be plumbed right into my existing pool equipment, and it could be installed in 1 day. That's when I decided solar pool heating was the right choice for me and my family. Since getting the panels installed, my electric bill has dropped almost $80 a month in the cooler months. I'm so glad I won't be needing to make any service calls to keep my pool warm for years to come.
Want to see if solar pool heating is right for your home? Call 1-800-79-SOLAR or visit umasolar.com to find a trusted local dealer near you to answer your questions and provide you a free estimate for your solar pool heating needs.